Warning, all beer inside occasionally contains strong language which may be unsuitable for children, unusual humor which may be unsuitable for adults, beer drinking which may be unsuitable for recovering alcoholics, as well as views and opinions expressed which may be unsuitable for everyone. All Beer Inside also wants to remind you to always drink responsibly and to never drink and drive.
I like beer cause it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you drink. I drink beer when I am sad, cause the beer it makes me glad. Now there's nothing left to say, so let's go drink beer.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! And stop! Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good!
Let's go drink some beer!
Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer!
And we're back to part two of episode 37, the articles and other stuff.
The articles!
Ooh, it's ghostly.
But... So I want to know, Izza's joined us, so Izza, jump in on a mic real quick. What are you drinking this evening?
It's right in front of you.
Okay, what were you drinking before, because C-Money's drinking the same thing?
I have a tea beer, and I'm drinking whatever C-Money gave me, which is a Belgian...
I gave you something.
Triple?
STD beer.
Right. STD beer.
Tripel?
Triple STD.
I guess Tripel.
Phil, your beers look familiar tonight.
Yeah, it's as if we had them on episode 36.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm having the coconut chocolate drop from, where's it from?
Chocolate drop.
Is it good?
Everybody
yeah.
pop.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, was, damn
I forget where it's from, but whatever.
America.
Yeah.
C-Money, what are you actually drinking and sharing with Izza?
Actually.
So from Bose Brewery.
There once a year.
New Lang Sing, as in old Lang Sing, but new because it's, well, technically it's not new because it's 2018.
All right.
So
it's old, new.
It's old, new Lang Sing from Bose Brewery, and it tastes like melted honey.
Apparently. Yeah, they brew it every year for New Year's.
It is delicious. Yeah. I have to give it.
Old school. What did I pass you to drink tonight?
Thank you very much, Carp, helping me out with the...
The piss water.
The piss water. No, the
Imperial piss water.
Yeah. Guinette Cerise. Imperial Stout.
Stout.
Sauvage.
It's a savage
That means savage, imperial, cherry, guinette.
And I am drinking in my fancy new
Stout.
German beer stein.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep. Was it new?
What?
I only bought this like in December. The beer stein that I got from softball?
Yeah.
I'm never going to use that. That's
why?
Maybe my
You have to christen it.
Okay. Yeah. On my actual 40th birthday, which is in about a month and change.
Yeah.
I'll use it.
Okay.
Okay, but from Lewis Cipher Brewworks, which Bones brought us beers from before, I have coconut lemongrass Thai PA.
Put the lemon Thai in the coconut.
A Thai PA.
What does that mean?
Thai PA.
Yeah.
It means he's going to get fucked in the ass by a ladyboy while he drinks it.
Yeah!
You put the lemon in the coconut.
A citrus-forward pale ale with
nobody?
Thai-inspired flavors of coconut and lemongrass. That's why it's called a Thai PA.
You put the lime in the coconut.
No, what? No, hold on. No, I did it twice.
He sung
you
along.
Know sell it. Yes. And then this piece of shit sing, and then you sing along?
Yes.
The fuck?
You put the lime in the coconut.
Cheers.
Bullshit. The coconut.
Call Mr. Old School a piece of shit.
Just the coconut smell was like, bam! Oh my god.
I know, right? Why would he fucking do that?
Who likes coconut?
I like coconut. Who likes lime? Who likes in the... Nobody spilled nothing. Damn it. Okay.
You're allowed to talk.
Is it weird?
It's pretty
Let's just say you put the lime in the coconut and drink
it's
it
not
all
cool,
up.
Man. I fucking did that.
Doctor!
Oh, it smells like coconut juice.
My belly aching.
Wow.
Nothing? Really?
It's like a key lime pie with coconut cream pie mixed together in your mouth.
Wah. Haya. Okatuasa. Benihana.
It's such a weird combination when you read it, but this is delicious.
It's just, it's pure, like, it's coconut
it's like
juice.
It's sunscreen, but in a good way.
What? Actually.
Like
what?
Sunscreen.
Actually.
What?
SPF 30.
Yeah. Tastes like I won't get cancer.
Well, at least skin cancer.
Oh, wow.
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 Hey.
You got to know when to hold it.
When to hold it. Like I say, every year during the summer, I burn quicker than a Irish ghost albino.
Scruff would be offended.
Let's talk beer.
All right.
As in, the great one, Wayne fucking Gretzky,
okay,
is launching a line of craft beer.
What?
Side note, because he's already in the wine game.
He's already in wine and liquor.
I have...
And ice wine.
So I have a Wayne Gretzky wine in my fridge right now. I've had his... It's a whiskey cream.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Right.
So if either of those two are like a precursor to this beer, I'm going to try it.
Well, so stupid question, but you're going to Toronto tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Go to Gretzky's.
Okay. Sure.
No, but there, he's got a restaurant.
He's got a restaurant, and he's got his beers there.
Where is it?
There.
Well,
where's
downtown. Well, it's downtown. I don't remember if it's Young and something.
Done.
I'm
going to try it. I'll let you know.
Here we go. Right. Wayne Gretzky and the Wayne Gretzky Estates are about to enter the world of craft beer brewing. Teaming up with Andrew Peller Limited, the Great One is expanding his popular Niagara-on-the-Lake company to launch the Number 99 Rye Lager. Yo, if they have this while you're in the Ontario, you have to bring this back.
If you're in the Ontario.
If you're in the Ontario.
Seizure. Seizure.
My eyes.
I think it's my
HDMI cable is dying.
So I got another one. I'll switch it after.
look at this shit.
Is it passing the other...
Isa.
The other cable of the HDMI.
HDMI.
I'm from Deutschland.
HDMI.
Okay, so where was I? Oh, the beer will be available in LCBO stores in May, restaurants in Ontario, and the estate itself.
All right. In May, LCBO, which means
now.
I'll go get it.
Yeah.
If it's there.
If you can find it. Okay.
Our goal at the outset was to give hockey fans and beer fans something new to cheer about, said John Peller.
Okay.
As the name promises, number... Fucking ads. As the name promises...
As the name fucking ads.
Number 99 Lager, brewed with rye grain, delivers the crisp, clean taste of a classic lager... With an extra layer of depth, zest, and freshness. There's nothing like it on the market. So I think we got to add this to... Oh, there's even a picture of the Great One holding... Looks like his beer.
It's his dick.
It's that long.
What are you doing, Wayne? This is not right.
It's the Great One. It's the Great One. Look at my Great One.
This is not your daughter's Instagram account.
Whoa. What was that? What was that?
Something behind you.
Oh, shit.
What?
Nothing. Why are you freaking out?
I'm just
there we go.
Oh fuck, he's
picture of Wayne holding his number 99 lager.
That's photoshopped.
That's totally that's super
photoshopped.
His face is photoshopped.
That is not his head.
I think we gotta finally get the six or seven like celeb beer teas to try and do an episode of them.
Yeah,
well, like the Will Wheaton Stout, the Tom Green beers.
Well, we've had the Tom Green beers.
We've met the Tom Green.
BB freaked out.
Our friend BB freaked out the Tom Green.
That was hilarious.
So, are we going to try it? I think we're going to try it.
Yeah.
Unanimous? Sounds good.
Yeah, do it.
Try to get it.
Yes.
So, you want to see Canadian Beer Awards or find out anything interesting from we might want to try?
Do we have a choice?
No.
Well, no, I could skip to the next article.
No, but like, what is it? Just like, this is the awards?
These are the best beers of the year?
Is it just like these are the categories?
Yeah,
so there's about 100 categories and...
Holy shit.
So 300 winners.
So let's...
All right, let's list them all.
So you get an award and you get an award.
Let's list them all. Go ahead.
300 winners, that's retarded.
Yeah.
Let's see what's good coming out of our home province, Quebec.
It's not even 300 people in Canada.
The best separatist beer.
All right, here we go. So wheat beer, German style.
Yeah.
From Microbrasserie Le Bocdale.
Okay.
Idyllique. Silver.
We are... Nobody?
Brasseur de Nobody. Monde. Brasseur de Monde.
Damn it.
Got a soif huit in gold.
You're off tonight. I don't
for
know what
Belgian
it is.
Style.
No, it's just you're purposely ignoring me now.
I'm not.
I'm very crestfallen.
You know I would back you up.
I'm very crestfallen because I sing all your songs.
I would back you up, but I didn't get your reference there. I don't know what it was.
Moist.
German style sour ale.
Sorry.
They won a bronze for La Souche. Oh, they got a bronze and a silver for Quebec from La Souche. Okay, what gold medals did Quebec get?
Tush ma souche.
Tush ma
touche. Oh, here we go. Sweet stout or cream stout from Vox Populi Brewery. Vox Stout Chocolat.
We should record a show.
Where can I get Vox Stout Chocolat?
At the Festival Western.
Malta Hops.
Just get random people speaking to the mic.
Not many awards for Quebec.
It's mostly like Ontario.
Mostly Ontario.
Caribou.
Oh, Pit Caribou Golden North American Style Blonde or Golden Ale. La Blonde de Lance.
Okay.
Not much from BC either. Huh? It's
another
much...
gold American Style Black Ale. Overhop Brewing. Dark Hop.
Oh, Overhop.
Mm.
Yeah. Ontario. Quebec got a bronze for Imperial IPA. They got a gold for American Belgio Style Ale.
Belgio.
From Shelton. We got Saison Houblonnée. Best gluten-free beer, Quebec. Gold, what? Bronze, and gold,
Quebec,
silver, and bronze.
Quebec.
Coming to the stage.
Quebec.
So, barley wine style, gold, from Res Le Boc.
Okay.
We got Gros Trouille.
Yeah, big hole.
The big hole.
The big hole.
That's what old school has a problem with right now. It's big hole.
It has a fissure.
Best of the show from BC, Central City Breweries. We got Red Racer After Hours Pale Ale. Ontario, Clifford Brewing Company. So let's get some stuff from Clifford Brewing Company.
Verdun, new super antenna picks up over 50 HD channels.
In what town, Nurin?
What category did that win in?
Brewery of the Year.
Verdun super antenna, big 50 channel,
antenna.
IPA.
IPA.
You can watch the PBS from Plattsburgh.
Hey, me, I watched the PBS from my antenna.
Hamilton, Ontario.
Money, I need $20.
So, old school, you're not going to be far from Hamilton.
I need the Choco Bell. Can you give me $20?
You gave me such a hard time for that $20.
And what was the answer? What was the...
He gave it to me, but he fucking made me feel like such a Jew.
So bad. I need $20.
For
Taco Bell.
Old school?
It's like...
It was a problem with my card, dude. I had an issue with my card or something. And he was making this big deal to lend me $20.
You were in a lineup for like the only... Well, it's not a guichet there, but... Only guichet in the place. So it's me and him standing, and there's like fucking four people behind us. I'm like, what's that? You need $20. You want me to help you out for Taco Bell?
You cheap piece of shit.
So good.
Who the fuck goes to Plattsburgh?
Can't afford Taco Bell.
$20. You fucking piece of shit.
You're never going to
live.
Good
times.
Like, you never live anything down that he catches you on. Yeah.
Never.
So
it's out of love.
Old school Clifford Brewing, Hamilton. Hamilton's not far from Toronto.
I hate it. No, I'll go. I get the Wayne Gretzky's.
Best brewery in Canada.
Yeah. Send me the list there.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. The kind and generous person listening to us right now. Want to help support All Beer Inside and make yourself feel like you've done something special? Then why not get your Amazon shopping done by going to allbeerinside.com and clicking on the link on the right-hand side of the page. It costs you nothing extra and helps us out with every Amazon purchase you make. Cheers to you and your future All Beer Inside Amazon link-related shopping. All right, so you want to drink beer and lose weight? Because a man from Ohio...
Let's do that.
...lost 44 pounds drinking beer alone.
Okay.
Made of carrots or what?
Yeah.
It's apples.
Fuck.
Ohio man, heavy set. Since you're the only person from Ohio we know.
Ohio
man loses 44 pounds after only drinking beer.
Is that heavy set?
It's not heavy set. There's a picture of him.
What? We know what he looks like.
Okay.
An Ohio man only drank beer for 46 days and ate no food, saying he lost about 44 pounds.
No food?
Yeah, you can fast for 46 days.
Holy shit.
You can easily
fast. I'm having so much fun with all of this.
Okay. You can easily fast for 46 days.
Easily.
Okay. Listen.
No, I mean, okay, hold on.
All right, listeners.
Let me explain.
All right, we're doing
impact on your body,
yeah.
Zero.
You sure?
Is it easy to do? No.
But is impact on your body zero?
Yeah. Zero.
Fasting for 46
days. Well, if you've got the body weight to like...
Let's say tomorrow I start fasting for 46 days.
He's dead. He's dead in day 20.
He's not dead. He's in perfect physical condition.
Fissure.
Stop talking because my whole argument is fucked now, so forget it.
Physical. We gotta get physical.
That's totally the name of the episode.
You can
get physical.
See, I can't talk that, but fucked.
Okay, you seriously.
Can,
but
yeah, what, but you can fast for a month. No, but no fast, problem.
Like, 46 explain, explain fast.
But he's drinking beer.
But he's not eating at all.
It doesn't matter. He's gaining nutrients, vitamins, calories from beer.
What nutrients are from beer?
That's pushing it.
Shall we continue?
No.
We got to get through this.
This is serious.
Yeah, no, the article. I think it says it. He kind of explains it in the article.
This?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go.
So, you can easily do it.
So I'm having so much fun with all this. Del Hall told Fox News in April, being a beer guy,
fake news.
You always hear this story about the monks in Bavaria, like in the 1600s, that they gave up all solid food for Lent and they only drank this special kind of beer that they called Doppelbock.
Okay.
It's got a lot of nutrients in it, a lot of carbohydrates, and a lot of sugar. Hall, an army veteran, said he lost the weight over the course of about 40 days.
Wow.
This guy looks like a liar.
Yeah.
He added, I always wondered, is that real? Can you really do that or not? So I decided to give it a whirl this year and try it out for myself. During the first week, he recalled, is quite tough. After 46 days of not eating food, I feel like I'm well educated now and I'm ready to go to battle against obesity.
He said from his grave.
Yeah. As he's dying.
Yeah.
No, you can easily do it.
The Ohio man said he was constantly...
Stop saying the word easily. That is not a thing.
Yeah. It's easy to do it.
The Ohio man said he constantly monitored by a doctor to make sure his health was fine.
That makes sense. Yeah, it's good to be thorough. Yeah.
There's a video if you guys want to watch it.
No.
My health is so much better. My blood pressure, my cholesterol.
Yep.
Everything has improved over what I was eating before on the standard American diet.
Which is like Taco Bell and Burger King.
Craft beer is the way to go. After losing the weight, Hall said that, I mean, I really feel like I'm in my 20s again.
No
and I'm in my
way.
mid-40s. I feel
just
great.
Just because of the weight.
This has been represented by MTL Blog.
Yeah. No, it's just because of the weight loss.
Yeah, but you're being ignorant there, but...
Ignant. Top 7 reasons why you're...
Straight ignorant.
If you've got the body fat, you can self-sustain.
Last quote, I didn't die.
I'm actually healthier than when I started. It's actually possible, Hall said.
That's absolutely.
46 days.
Dude, I'm going to do a 30-day fast soon.
No, you won't.
Yes, I am. I'm telling you. Educate yourself, brah.
Yo, that's not education. You're on a liquid diet for 30 days.
Yes, I'm just going to drink water. Yeah, absolutely. I'm telling you. You can easily do it.
We should bring back that show, that 450 show.
I don't know what that is. It's a great show, though.
Are you not doing it?
Yeah, I'm doing it. I don't know.
It's been months.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while. It might be good to bring it back for the 30-day fast.
Yeah.
There you go.
Of water only.
Yeah.
I would put money down that you eat a chicken wing.
I'm not on the show, so I'm not going to talk, but
you are.
I'm not on the show, but I'm not going to talk, so you guys can hear me.
When I was doing the renovations in my house and I didn't have a kitchen at all, I literally forgot to eat for 2 weeks. On day 13, the contractor was like, hey, I'm going to order food. Do you want something? And it clicked in me that I didn't eat for 13 days.
You did not?
I had no idea.
Like not even a snack?
Nothing. I was stuck in my room for 2 weeks.
Just you said water?
That's called kidnapping.
Yeah.
And also, if you didn't have liquids, you would have died.
And also,
I probably had water.
Why are you still fat? The human body needs water. Like.
Jesus.
But yeah, it happened. It,
you can easily do it.
You can do it.
I'm sorry. I'll correct myself. It's not easy to do, but your body can handle it.
You can survive.
Your body can. Yeah. Your body just eats.
You shouldn't do it, but you could.
What? I disagree.
Get yourself a doctor.
I don't think you have to go to 30 days, but you can easily do like a week. Okay. Your body's fine. I keep saying easily.
So what's the size?
Anyways, 450podcast.com. Check it out.
There's nothing there.
There's nothing. No, that's the old episode.
I know the human body needs water every like 20 days or something for sure.
20 days. No.
Like three days.
It's
three days?
Not even 20 days. Yeah, guys, no. This is where your facts are all retarded, okay?
They say three
human
weeks.
Body does not
you need
work
water.
Like that.
Yeah.
You do need food, okay? You can get a week without eating food, and then you start cramping up, and things start happening, things start shutting down.
You can bullshit.
Not true.
I'm telling you, I bullshit.
I didn't even notice.
You can do it.
Okay. Have your...
Because your body kicks in...
I will prove you wrong.
Your body kicks in after...
I'll bet you $100 a second.
No, but like... But it's true because your emergency mode is...
Initial.
Getting from the fat.
Yeah.
Right? So you're burning fat and then muscle.
I know we're going off topic here. You have two terms of storage. Yeah.
I'm aware. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All I'm going to say is I'm going to do it and I'm going to show you.
I lived with someone who was a nurse... for 42 years who told me all the stories about shit that goes wrong with people, bad dietary habits,
sure.
who has one a bad dietary habit herself,
okay.
and all these different things. And I know that if you do not subject yourself to any kind of protein after a certain period of time, forget weight loss. Weight loss is weight loss. I agree with you. If you just drink water, you are going to lose weight because the body is water. For the most part. Right? It's when it gets beyond water, that's the fat that you're going to work at for months and never fucking crush.
You know your body eats your loose skin as protein?
It eats everything. That's what ketosis is. So I'm not dumb to the process.
No, ketosis is the...
oh, here we go.
Okay. Anyways, on to beer.
Go back to 450 podcast. Maybe you can explain it all.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so
have
some
money on
drinking beer for only 40 days sounds like super fun.
Yeah, so. Only beer.
Yeah, that's what he says he did.
Shout out to Tiller.
Yeah,
And that guy.
And then there's a following up article about beer contains herbicide.
Who cares?
Yeah,
that's true. But drink it anyways.
I'm gonna say in gigantic fucking beer news. Sam Adams' Dogfish Head merged in $300 million deal.
I saw that.
So, hold on. Merge or they bought them?
Merge.
Merge.
Wow. So, Sam Adams was on the same level?
Dogfish Head is huge as well. They're out of Delaware. I've always wanted to go there.
Delaware?
Just Dogfish Head.
Okay.
Just Dogfish Head and then up to, like, New Brunswick.
Wow. That is the order.
I meant there was a news video. Oh. Okay, well, fuck it. From CNN Business. One of the biggest U.S. craft brewing companies.
This is CNN.
One of the biggest U.S. craft brewing companies is bringing another beer heavyweight into its fold. The Boston Beer Company, on the stock market known as SAM. Here we go.
You got a pre-roll running.
Okay. Yeah. You got a video going.
Volume?
You're crazy. You're crazy.
Here we go. You're not
a car spice. I see drunk people
now.
Cock.
I heard that too.
Look at that guy.
I know. It's like Shaggy from fucking Scooby-Doo. Stop it.
Well, I know Modelo's become really popular.
Let's import dogs. Let's import piss. Let's literally import piss and put a lime in it.
So do you know apparently how that started?
Oh, Beyond Meat?
Why it was called a Mexican piss water?
Why?
It's because they were like doing an investigative report thing in the Corona Brewery.
And it's like literally piss everywhere.
And there's literally like a part where it's like exports or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of workers who were pissing in beer bottles going, I hope the fucking Americans like this.
So that whole thing that C-Money started, the piss water, is actually true.
It's apparently it happened in a documentary or an investigative report.
I didn't realize that was real.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your Corona, folks. Enjoy your Corona, Vin Diesel.
Yeah, build that fucking wall.
Was it Thailand's? Where they had a video of the Budweiser brewery in Thailand, and it was literally like a barrel of beer, and they just scoop a can of beer into like from the big barrel and then just stick the top on.
Wow.
And that's how it's made in Thailand.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, when you're in Thailand.
Yeah, I'm not going to Thailand.
They have their own beer.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good.
So the Boston Beer Company on...
It's the best food in the world.
Thailand, I would go back. I'd definitely go back.
It's on my bucket list for sure.
So the stock market name for the Boston Beer Company, which is Sam Adams, is actually Sam on the stock market.
That's cute.
Oh, their IPO?
Yeah, big time. The makers of Samuel Adams Beer, branded and second largest craft brewer in the United States... And Delaware-based brewer Dogfish Head Craft Brewery said Thursday that they plan to merge the companies in a deal valued at more than $300 million.
Wow.
Dogfish Head founder Sam Calagione?
Yeah.
What? Calagione.
Calagione? Yeah.
Calagione.
And his family will receive around 406,000 shares of Boston Beer Company valued at $314 a share.
Wow.
$314.60 a share.
That's pretty good.
$300 a share for beer.
For Boston Beer Company. That was me.
Wow.
So think about some of the big players. Apple.
Yeah.
Apple doesn't get that.
No.
Well, but
Microsoft's like $50 or something.
But no, the thing is,
but still,
They have to split the stock.
Yeah, they end up splitting the stock. Yeah. Haven't done a split. Yeah.
Think about anybody who's remotely tied to equity in that company.
Yeah.
Like, what's their profit margin? You know what I mean? Like
for Sam Adams, pretty fucking high
on beer.
Yeah.
It's actually like there's so many bottling companies and label making companies now that production, I think, it's the reason why there's so many small breweries showing up is they can afford it.
Yeah. Well, now there's companies that they go around and do canning lines and like, let's say you have a craft brewery You don't have room for a canning line? I'll go to your brewery. Yeah. Make sure you brew this much. We'll can it all for you. We'll seal it up and
With the shipping.
And they'll deal with the shipping. Yeah. Or there's companies that will only like do your shipping, or they'll only do this. It's, there's so much money to be made in beer right now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Carp.
I know.
Dude, stop playing around.
Just start it. I want to make this a project on the show.
I'll back you.
Beer.
I'm not even joking. I will back you financially.
I've looked into it in Quebec. In Montreal, it's not cheap to start up a brewery.
How much? Realistically?
$1.7 million.
That's not true.
How about we start? That's not true. How about we There's just no way. Start with making our own beer?
Yeah, no, we'd have to start. The thing is,
baby steps, man. Let's make a beer.
You gotta start somewhere.
Yeah,
there you go. Like the home brew stuff.
So with the home brewing, if you can perfect a lager, then everything else is just fucking,
let's figure it out.
There's no way that it's $1.7 million.
No, but let's walk.
Because you need location. You need all the equipment.
Because it'd be good.
You need the licensing.
It'd be good material for the show to like break down how we're doing it. And
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea. I know for a fact it's not 1.7. That may be for somebody who's looking to go IPO.
Like distribution and
exactly
IPO.
Right.
Anyways, there's a new brewery opening soon in Montreal that I'm going to try and interview the guys, and maybe I can talk to them about what it costs them. There's also Four Origins, but Four Origins is like
when
me as
in
Philip and
Hughes.
That place is fucking huge.
Yeah.
There's no way that place was not under $1 million to open.
Well, no, they rent the
Four
place.
Four Origins?
They rent the place.
It's not.
It's probably like
you gotta push the $1 million figure.
No,
it's not even close to $1 million.
You can also like probably rent all the stuff.
We did a thing last episode or the episode before where we basically looked at a group that was starting their own brewery and they did it under $300,000, and that was
that
their
was
own
in the States,
gig.
Though.
To start, I'm sure $50,000 is enough to start.
Just for the licensing and all that kind of
stuff.
Yeah, because you don't start. Yeah, because you don't start buying all the gear.
Yeah. Buck. I mean,
okay, so
I'll back you.
So Dogfish Head is
give him
$100. 13th largest craft brewery in the United States.
You'll have 200
as of 2018.
It's true, I
know. Here we go. So you wanted to know how much they sell Old School? Boston Beer Company is in a good position to make the acquisition. It reported a net revenue of $251.7 million in the first quarter of 2019.
Wow. First quarter.
What? Revenue. Yeah. It was profit, though.
No.
Revenue is not.
No, that's
not
what I'm saying.
Profit.
How much? What's
it's
the
not,
profit?
Not, yeah. Revenue is different.
I know. But
holy
what's their profit?
Fuck.
What's their profit?
Yeah. They're actually up 32.1% from the same period of 2018.
Wow.
But, okay.
What?
No. That is actually not what you think. Whenever there's a company merger, stock prices skyrocket on purpose. Yeah. There's a reason for that.
Speculation?
It's around the fact, okay, you've mergered with somebody else, so now you have more portfolio,
distribution,
whatever,
more
distribution, more clientele.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your stock price always goes up in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning. So the 32.1% is probably an aggregate of their growth, Dogfish, and what's the other one?
Sam Adams.
Well, yeah, no, it's Sam Adams.
Somewhere in that percentage, my guess is Sam Adams is the higher percentage of those two.
Oh, for sure.
Well, Sam Adams is the Boston Beer Company.
Exactly. So, but no, my point is that there's a sub-percentage within
there.
They're
just about to merge.
That is within one quarter. Yeah. If they actually released Q2, Q3, Q4, I guarantee
it'll drop back down.
It's going to drop down a little bit and then even out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's in the vein of because they know Ballast Brewing and Spirits sold to mega company Constellation Brands in 2015 for $1 billion.
Holy shit.
So some of these guys are going to have to start combining to, you know, for distribution purposes. And
But that's not just
States
beer.
And,
that's everything
business.
You see now.
Yeah.
Every business is about acquisition to make themselves
That's
grow.
What they're, like at the airline industry, that's what they're worried about is like, because Air Canada wants to buy Transat and
WestJet.
Thank you very much. Sold my shares at a profit. Thanks, bud.
Actually, you probably made a decent amount. You probably made a couple grand.
The thing is, I bought it like 27.
You bought it high? You bought
it dropped to like 19. It stayed around 19, 18. It jumped to 20. And I'm like, salut.
Still.
I made a couple hundred bucks.
I don't know. I like the idea of large, medium craft brewers getting together like this.
Like who's getting laid off for the merger?
I don't think they will be. Because if you think about it, all these companies, they have to have the manpower to actually manage the distribution.
If they cover different territories, then it makes sense that...
I agree.
But if it's
managed through one major distributor in one place, then it's madly.
Madly, yes.
which is conceived as a profit for that organization.
Exactly. And then your stock goes up.
And it makes it look like your company's doing amazing. Yeah. Meanwhile, you just laid off 7,000 people. Yeah.
Okay, let's find Izza a husband, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Finally.
Canadian Inmates Connect Incorporated.
Yeah. Incorporated.
So exciting.
They can't run away.
She's so excited.
Please note, there is no internet access in any provincial or federal prison in Canada.
So what's the point?
You become pen pals.
Aww.
Peg, how cute. Peg pals?
Peg pals. In the shower.
Let's play long game here. She's going to make a pen pal. Let's play long 25 game. 25 to 50 years, she can marry him.
Coupe long game.
Well, it depends. It depends
on what?
How long they're there.
There you go. So let's try and find you again.
So through this website, the hope is to attract pen pals from across Canada and essentially the world who would be willing to write to an inmate.
Aww.
Whether it be poor choices, in the wrong place at the wrong time, or lifestyle, it does not matter.
Or the rich and famous.
Inmates are people too.
No, they're not.
Unfortunately, over time, they are often forgotten about by family and friends who were once there.
Just like old people.
So let's... contact them with the outside world. Disclaimer, you must be 18 years of age or older.
Ah, she's fucked.
And I read the disclaimer.
Yeah, I think she's fine.
She's fine.
She's doubled up.
All right, so.
She's doubled down.
Yeah.
So you do a crime.
You take over the mic here, because you have to give your
opinion.
Opinions.
I got a piss.
Find an inmate.
You have to
bachelor number one.
You have to swipe.
Bachelor number two,
You have to swipe right or left.
Well, there's like five pages of inmates.
Yeah, you have to swipe right or left.
There's even female inmates there.
We should get the final.
I'm willing.
She can make a point, but we all have to agree.
You guys have to give me my final video?
We got to pick your husband.
We got to pick your future husband.
You're getting an arranged husband.
Yeah.
All right.
From Geo.
Get ready to see what you guys think of me.
Yeah.
You like the white trashy people.
That's kind of true.
Yeah. Oh, just left.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess since we don't have old school here, shall we start with...
Hey, old school, come choose my mate in the Eaton mate site.
Are we going to pick one from each page to see who she should meet?
Sure. Come, let's meet my mate.
Okay. Hashtag me too.
All right. So on CanadianInmatesConnect.com, there's 7 pages.
Okay. Yep. You literally have to pen pal one of these guys.
Yeah.
One of them. The one that we choose.
All right. The one that we choose.
Hey.
Just be like, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
It might be dangerous, though. I photograph really well.
It's like, there you go.
It's a bad
please
idea.
Be advised. Please. It is not recommended money be sent to inmates.
What? I have no money. We're good.
All right. Okay. We got John Griffin here.
I hate his name already.
No, he's too old.
He's got to win. He's got a
convicted for murder. Expected release date, life.
So he's never coming out.
Interested in corresponding with women.
All right.
But he's a murderer?
Oh my God. Yes. I've got 11 children from 3 women.
What?
Who I remain in contact with. With.
Hello,
holy guys, shit. Please.
Y'all
please.
Know that's who I want to talk to.
Guys, please pass. Please.
Date of birth, 1957.
He's a professional boxer. Hold on, I like him. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So he's a tough guy. You like tough guys.
He's in peak physical shape.
My last relationship ended a few years ago with the mother of my last 7 children.
Because I went to jail.
Now I'm looking for a beautiful, sexy woman to let me fill the emptiness
that she's feeling.
Oh, what? Oh, what?
6'1", 185, with green and hazel eyes.
I like green eyes, though.
There you go.
6'1".
Bonus.
Yeah.
So that's John Griffin.
So his picture, can we just say that his picture has a picture of his face and his back tattoo?
Yeah, if you're into back tattoo.
Yeah.
Well, clearly he likes
located in.
He's not far.
He's located in Donnacona, Quebec.
He's showing you his back because that's what he's used to getting in jail.
Yeah, that's the view that people used to get.
I had an uncle who used to be in jail. He says that rape shit doesn't happen in Canada.
I've heard multiple podcasts that it does.
Only in Canada?
What do you listen to? Rape in jail podcast?
True crime. True crime. I don't know about Canada, but
well, no.
Canada.
Oh, I'm sorry for raping you, eh?
Yeah, sorry.
His address is.
I don't want to get in your boot.
But... Yeah, it's in Donnacona.
Let me ask a question.
Donnacona.
The address that's listed.
Yeah.
Is it the prison?
That's the prison.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
What do you think? He's got a house.
He's got a PO. Like
for life.
Why? 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 Like, just, why? 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 Why?
institution. Yeah. Donnacona Penitentiary.
Why put the address?
No, but like
because you have to get love.
Yeah. Send a letter.
You got to send a letter.
Send the letter.
It's a pen pal.
In the States, they're actually giving internet access.
Jeez, it's like this isn't the first time you've done this. Come on.
Yeah, you've looked at this site before.
I'm sorry.
All right. Following up, we got Mr. Mark Moore from in Millhaven Penitentiary.
Wow, he's got
black.
He's convicted of murder four times.
Is that his EP? Is that his like? Is that his mixtape?
Yeah, he's got like a mixtape.
He looks like a wrestler that's applauding.
Yeah.
84.
Oh, he's young.
Release date unknown. Appeal in process.
Yeah, he's young.
He's younger than me.
He's guilty of murdering four people.
Oh, wow.
He's appealing, though, so it's not set in stone.
Oh, here we go.
His name, his stage name, please.
He's compassionate.
Stage name, Presidente. Rap artist from Toronto.
Presidente. What?
Read it.
Rap artist from Toronto.
Presidente.
Fe.
It's Presidente.
How do you say
handsome,
that word?
Handsome, chimerical, and elegant.
Oh, my God.
I'm holding my face.
Chimerical. Like, does he have, like, the eagle head and the snake tail? Yeah.
What?
Well, chimera is a mythical creature that exists of three different animals.
Yeah.
I caution you not to believe the rumors of what they assume.
Yeah.
Benevolence chimerical. And the avidity defines
Form
me.
From
I'm
parts
sentimental,
of
yo.
Animals.
Yeah.
I am single, compassionate, and seeking a mature woman.
And
I'm out.
Treasures, and
I'm
appeal
out.
To you in the end.
He needs a mature woman. I'm out.
You're a mature woman.
No. Something serious? I have commitment issues.
No, but like. Like,
well, this guy's not gonna run away on you.
Okay, on his picture, he's
like,
shorter than
like
you.
Maybe
can you
not
deal
your,
with that?
Maybe
he's
not
shorter?
Your like, maybe not your mental state, but your like body.
He looks mad short in that picture.
He's 6'1", allegedly.
6'1". Yeah, that's.
What does that
more,
say?
What?
Error,
corruption, incompetency, or a mixture of all.
No, incompetence.
Is
what?
Not incompetence.
Or a mixture of all. Is
oh, he's still pleading that he's not guilty. He's just saying not guilty. Yeah.
All right, we got.
Well, grew up.
He didn't do any of this.
Yeah, maybe he's.
Yeah, maybe he's.
Maybe he's
wrongfully accused.
Yeah, maybe he's in jail because he's black.
Maybe I'm compassionate too.
We got Jason Morin at the Beaver Creek Penitentiary.
That's right up your alley.
Possession for purpose four times. Possession of a restricted firearm.
What does that mean? Possession for
release
purpose.
Release date 2020-2022.
So he's got a gun. So what?
Yeah. Hey there, my name is Jay. I'm 38 years old and I'm from Hamilton, Ontario. I am currently a couple of years into a 7-year sentence for possession for the purpose and possession of a loaded firearm.
Well, that's not fair. Yeah.
I'm really a big softie that thought he found his true love once or twice.
Okay.
But I was wrong, so my search continues.
Okay.
Wait, the next sentence, though.
I think Inmates for Izza is an entire podcast on its own.
Oh, no, this is gold.
Wait, the
this
next sentence,
gold.
Though.
This
see
is all
money.
Gold.
Where?
Yeah. You never know. It may be you.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I sure hope so, anyways.
I wear my heart on
in
my
the
sleeve.
Meantime, so I'm happy to just meet some of new people.
I mean, you know, all shitting aside, new podcast. That's the best guy so far.
That needs to be a new podcast name.
Serious?
All shitting aside.
Serious replies only.
I wear my
heart. Side.
Wait.
I just had a number of 2.
I didn't think this would be so great.
Guys, I would gladly host that podcast.
I'm in. I wear my heart on my sleeves, so no games, okay?
Serious
okay.
Replies.
I love how he doesn't want games.
Oh, we got.
Okay, so he's the front runner.
Oh,
right
that's
now.
A handsome dude. That's a handsome
whoa,
guy.
He's
Benjamin
hot.
Hudeau
what?
Barbeau.
Hudeau.
In Millhaven Penitentiary.
That's definitely your type.
That's
your type.
His name is Benjamin.
Convicted of helicopter
escape
and first degree murder.
Okay, so the
first degree murder aside, helicopter escape is hilarious.
It's pretty awesome.
I was like, listen, first degree murder aside, helicopter escape. How
no,
on
no.
is that?
Isn't that one of those guys who actually like the helicopter?
Yeah, lands in the prison and then gets
that's
out.
That's one of the guys.
I'm 6'2", 220, brown hair and blue eyes. I'm very fit. Black.
Yeah.
Oh, black belt.
Black.
Switch lines. I'm a clean person.
Oh, he's
very
from
generous and
he's
empathetic. Really? Yeah. You're empathetic? You're a murderer?
I'm locked up for daring helicopter escape in the field of my new
he's
trial.
He's appealing the
wait,
murder.
I want to hear this. Say
all
that
right.
again.
All right.
I'm locked up for a daring helicopter escape and an appeal for new trial.
Okay, this guy's a front runner.
I'm
sorry.
To yeah. exchange letters with a
oh, wait, he's woman. French.
My first language is French, but
well,
lived,
I lived in the USA and learned English.
No, but lived I in the USA and learned
yeah,
English.
Yeah, lived I in the USA. That's true.
No problem speaking love, or writing in English.
He literally looks
I'm
like...
I'm not looking for love, but we never know. Believe in fate.
He literally
fate.
Looks okay. like Vin Diesel took way too
but
much crack.
Honestly.
Whoa.
Here's the
this
winner.
Abs, guys.
Watson.
Robert Watson. Warkworth Penitentiary in Campbellford, Ontario.
Wow, he's young, too.
Convicted of robbery.
I don't know how this...
date. 2021.
I don't know how this happened, but his I'm really would, interested now.
His, his abs would make you pregnant.
You were, really yeah.
you were trying to get boyfriends in the wrong crowd.
Yeah, apparently. All right. He's a strategics person. Ooh, what? That's not a word.
No,
that's
just,
not a word.
No.
Strategic
I
person.
I keep my body in tip-top shape, oh, and my
you
mind
sure
is
do.
In better shape.
He's a
you
Sagittarius.
Do.
Oh, really? Like
shit.
Me? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That means he's in.
I never go to sleep with the same... I never go to sleep the same person. Oh.
Well, I never go to sleep with the same person.
I didn't know what you were reading there, but that was scary for a second.
I look forward to meeting women for friendships who share the same qualities and for a long-term relationship.
With a woman who's that is loyal and trustworthy.
That is loyal and trustworthy.
Show, they're gonna come and murder, yeah. murder all of us.
That's and not like anything.
A woman that won't change her address.
I love what? I love to see a woman well pleased.
South, near a few parks and the aqueduct.
Okay. Okay. Wait.
So you got a super buff
wait,
black
wait,
dude?
Wait, wait, wait. Go back. Go back.
It's basically BB with a high top, let's be honest.
So if she wants diamonds, I will go to work, put my construction gear on,
yeah.
and dig deep until she
dig
feels
deep.
It
oh,
and
deep.
Receives
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
No, but it's a...
So he's a smooth talker.
Yeah. He is. I kind of like helicopter guy better.
No, wait. Oh, you missed okay. I'm a very determined, unique Sagittarius. So I specialize in satisfying
okay.
a woman
so I've just realized,
in every area
this is
to the highest degree.
So we may have to split
highest
this.
Degree.
We may have to split this into seven parts.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Because...
Just like he wants to split her into
yeah.
seven.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it's only robbery for this guy. Yeah.
Maybe not the next
and
guy.
And then some.
Yo, okay. dude, clean up your ass.
Say his name.
Sidhu.
Okay.
Stand up with attention. Get your hands out of your pocket.
Kingston, Ontario.
That's not... Yeah.
Possession for the purpose of trafficking scheduled
holy shit, he's
substance.
Young. 91.
I'm 27 wow. years old, and I was born and raised in Toronto, Ontario. My parents are from India.
Okay.
I'm 5'11".
Shout out to Brampton. Shout out to Brampton.
Yeah, Brampton, straight up.
Yeah.
Arranged marriages. Yo.
Yeah. Yo.
Sharia law.
Okay, wait.
Whoa.
A guy I was speaking to in prison said he met some nice women through this site.
Nice women.
And he is now in a relationship.
Ooh. Wow.
With his advice, I decided to join.
Yeah.
No, wait, he's disqualified. He likes EDM.
Oh, yeah.
he is also
some
born in 91.
Country and rock, you're out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was sentenced to a little over 9 years for selling drugs. Got no violence on my record. Currently appealing my sentence to get it down to a few years. If you're interested in my profile, feel free to write me.
Seems very vanilla.
We got Jeremy Hall
that's
here.
Kind of
racist.
This guy looks like every fucking Dallas Cowboys fan.
Jeremy Hall, wearing a Cowboys jersey.
First degree murder. Oh, my God.
Did you take a page out of the book of Tony Romo?
Okay.
You have to know sports to know what that means.
I've been in 8 years and it gets a bit lonely at times.
No shit.
Mentally,
no shit.
Emotionally, and physically fit.
All right.
Emotionally, I don't smoke cigarettes or do hard drugs and I have no diseases.
Yes.
Speak for yourself.
I love art, old cars, sunsets, literature,
and also
and
planning.
The ocean.
And also planning for
and
murder.
Also taking your arms away from your body.
Oh.
Hey, it doesn't
right
say
here.
That's how he killed
this
the
is
woman.
This is your guy.
Yeah.
I have a thing for redheads.
Oh.
I'm not redhead.
With green eyes.
I don't have green eyes.
I love artist. A woman who can dance.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm an
dance.
Artist and a tattooist.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, okay. He's right up your bum.
Yeah. I love women.
Movies.
I love women who love to be sexy.
Yeah.
I know, but helicopter guy was
no, but you never wear a dress, though.
I don't.
And heels.
That's true. I'm attracted to strong, independent women. Wait.
No, part one.
Who aren't afraid to speak their minds. Wait.
That's you.
And
yes.
That's why
I don't care about what people
one.
Think of them. Oh, you lost me.
Yeah.
We got Yassin.
Kind of a
kind of
open one. What?
I'll murder you.
What? Yassin?
Yassin?
For second degree murder.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Okay. Yeah. At least he wasn't.
Degrees yeah. like a.
It wasn't planned.
Did you try to murder me?
I know.
You tried to murder me.
You didn't plan. plan this. Wait, you didn't plan this.
I was convicted of second degree murder in Vancouver when I was 19 years old and been incarcerated.
Incarcerated.
You said incarcerated.
I said incarcerated.
No, you didn't. Play the tape. Right.
It's coming out in next episode.
Play it. He's going to delete it. Watch.
No, I'm going to have the Zoom 4 at the same time so I can actually play it.
Okay, so
whether it's friendship or a monogamous relationship,
a pornographer.
I don't really like making plans. That's why it's a second degree murder.
Yes, exactly.
Look at this. I love to laugh, to joke around, because at the end of the day, life is way too short.
I wonder why.
Maybe because it's you cut it that way.
I'm crying.
Oh, wait. It also says, unfortunately, my options are limited.
Oh, what?
Well, no shit. You're in fucking prison.
That's only 2 years from now.
Yeah.
But he's been in prison since 19 years old.
6 feet, 195. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
What?
I can't get under 200.
That's hard.
Okay.
It's so hard.
Randy,
it
gets hard. Agyemang. Okay. Mang. In Quebec, Saint-Anne-de-Plaine.
All right. Oh, shit. Well,
there you go.
Born in
second degree murder.
Born in 1988.
Second degree murder.
468.
2020 parole eligible.
Hello to the beauty I have not seen. But wish to see one day.
Ooh, how are you?
How are you? Also
a man of God, but recently have been going through some punishment and many lessons about life.
Like it says in the Bible, those he chastises and disciplines,
he loves
like a father,
he loves his children
and punishes them when they are too
I think
low.
We should read these like
oh
as
my
them.
God.
Okay, so everybody gets a turn. Everybody gets a turn.
So I am going through a phase?
So I am going through a phase. Okay, wait, can I start from the beginning?
Yeah, go for it.
Hello to the beauty I have not seen, but wish to see one day. How are you? My name is Randy. Say whatever the other name is.
Agyemang.
Agyemang. And the reason why I'm writing this letter is because I'm looking for a woman companion with whom I may correspond.
Okay.
Go.
Yeah.
I am looking for a friend.
I am a very respectful and polite person. I am also a man of God, but recently I've been going through some punishment and many lessons about life. I lost the line. Like it says in the Bible, those he chastises and disciplines, he loves, like a father loves his children.
Why is there
a
capital
punishes
H?
Them,
he is gone.
And punishes them when they do wrong. So I am going through a phase.
Just switch people person. That's racist. That's the end of the show. Thank you for listening.
Oh, God. Wow. That was the worst.
See you guys next month. All right, bye.
All right, let's do two more and then pick one for now.
We got
Jason Kane in Donnacona, Quebec again.
Wait, let's wait for C-Money.
We might be too resuscitated, but I don't think he's breathing right now.
He's not breathing. Let's wait for him to regain his breath.
Oh my god. This is going to be spectacular.
Okay. So C-Money, you're going to have to start this one.
It hurts so bad. It hurts so bad.
Oh, C-Money, you have to read this one. This is yours, okay? Don't go.
don't get racial on this one.
Don't go C-Money.
So we got Jason Kane in Donnacona Penitentiary. Convicted of first degree murder.
He knows about planning.
Expected release date unknown. Yes, yes. Appeal pending. Corresponding with women.
Right. Okay, his name is Kane, so...
Yeah.
I thought it would be beneficial to change my Canadian. I thought it would be beneficial to use my Canadian Inmates Connect page to address some issues that greater than just wanting to meet new people.
What the fuck?
I love his accent.
Yeah.
This issue?
Oh, no!
This is on racism. His effect on the visible minorities, motherfucker. Recently, a judge found himself facing sanctions for choosing to wear Make America Great Again, motherfucker.
Oh my god, okay. Look at this.
Oh, it's a wall of text.
Wow.
It's a wall of text.
He's out, guys.
Okay.
He's way too political.
This whole thing is about Donald Trump. It's not even about, like, meeting people.
This page should be
about Donald Trump.
This guy, no.
Oh my God, there's so many.
This is not an American issue.
Hashtag,
it never was.
Hashtag contribute to change.
The ill treatment of visible minorities is happening around the world. Unfortunately, its seriousness is completely diluted here in Canada. Okay. Like,
all
right. Calm down.
Hashtag contribute to change.
Guys,
what does that have to do with dating?
So from what I'm looking at, there's at least 30 dudes per page and there's 7 pages.
Oh my God.
This could be a podcast on its own.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stop here. Yeah. So, and of the ones we've seen so far. And
helicopter guy.
So Izzy wants helicopter guy. Are we okay with helicopter guy?
Wait. We have to accept or veto.
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with helicopter guy.
I want to know how he got it.
Yeah.
I like helicopter guy.
He didn't get out. He actually got caught.
But she'll date him until we look.
Oh, look at that face.
Bath, Ontario's not that far, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, first degree murder I can live with. On appeal,
he
says.
220. Yeah.
It's on appeal. We don't know.
It says on appeal. It says on appeal.
But it's life to 35 years.
Well, dependent on the appeal of first degree murder.
Yeah.
I have a commitment issue. So I'm good with that.
And he's willing to like run away from her, if anything.
Yo, he's in Mont-Tremblant. Mont-Tremblant.
He's from Mont-Tremblant.
I know, but he's probably got like a place out there. It's nice.
Family.
You can invite us for cabin trips.
All I'm saying is if there's a helicopter escape we need to get done,
he's in.
This guy knows who's good. Yeah. If we ever want to go on a helicopter ride, we just got to get in touch with this guy.
So we write letters.
So we're picking. So Izzy, you're writing.
No. We're writing the letter.
No,
you're not.
Yeah.
We're
going to
give her address.
Yeah.
And phone number and social
and description of her vagina.
Yeah, like regards. Here's my SID, just if you need it. Later.
Here's my credit card.
So I'm dying.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I believe this should be an entire podcast.
There's so much stuff in there. Yeah.
Now let's go. There's only one page of female inmates.
Okay.
I found love already.
Now I've already found one for old school. If you weren't already in the process of being married, and her name is Sarah Dawn Wilm.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Nova Scotia.
She's only convicted of manslaughter.
That's only. Fine.
She's out December this year.
Okay.
She can't take me.
So.
Oh, corresponding with both men.
Both men and women.
Okay. So is it?
Hey.
We might have to fight over
her.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
No, she's a straight girl, it says.
Born and raised, that city will always be my home. I'm currently serving 8.5 years for manslaughter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a straight up girl. I hate liars and mouthy people. I'm a mother of two.
Oh, wow.
Who I love very much.
Okay.
I do anything
to
protect them.
Around.
Oh, I think we know where the manslaughter comes
from. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. Oh, she's a fan of the Rough Riders. Sorry. Fuck you. Go to hell.
I hate liars. I love it.
I've got a good sense of humor.
Wait. No, it says, yes, I've graduated grade 12, but I want to do more.
Yo. Okay. Okay. Yo, I rock faithfully the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
I do like sports.
Love the Toronto Raptors. Yep. Raps all day.
Hashtag raps all day.
Hashtag Raptors all day.
I like to work out and stay fit.
There you go.
I promise to answer with nothing but 150% honesty.
If you get me out of jail.
Always.
Yeah. Always.
Always.
I mean, she's pretty attractive.
Yeah,
she's got a nice rack.
For a murderer, she's pretty cute.
Yeah.
Manslaughter.
For manslaughter.
Unintentional murder.
And she comes with two kids.
Unintentional murder. She's pretty cute.
And you get a trip out east to Nova Scotia.
There you go.
You know what I want to know is, when do they have time to pose for these photos?
All day.
This is all set up.
When do they?
Oh, yeah.
When do they have time?
Yeah. When do they have free time?
Convicted for.
When do they have the free time? Like, what about their jobs?
Yeah, the people that work there, for sure.
That's
true.
Yeah, we got 100%. Salma Abdouli.
This is really close.
Second degree murder with that booty.
She's Asian.
No.
Oh, wait.
She's Indian.
Italian and African.
Inuit.
Yeah. Shit.
That's not.
You're so awful.
I'm a Muslim woman, and my background is Italian and African.
I've been in prison for 5 years now.
Oh,
I'm wrongfully convicted. Okay.
Here you go.
Get the fuck out.
Tanyanka McClough.
McClough.
Hey, it's only breaking and entering.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
So she's out.
She's gonna be out in 2 months.
Well, okay.
She can break and enter my heart.
Dude, she's
Don't go breaking my heart.
Breaking into my heart. Breaking into my heart. Breaking into my heart.
Yeah,
so it's kind of limited for women.
I'm going to rape you when you
sleep. We got Tracy Shadeau.
That picture's okay. That one is.
Texas.
Would intend to be awesome. Who cares?
Texas. Looks like a dude.
Yeah.
Texas,
a
dude. Though.
A bundle of sweetness
what
is what you'll get with me.
Intent?
It means she was going to sell drugs.
Yeah.
So what?
We got Mary Ellen Young.
Okay, no, sorry. Batman.
Second degree murder.
Yeah.
From the cast of Twilight.
Okay, so I believe we've just created a new podcast this evening called Inmates for Izza.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to start with the Canadian institutions.
Sounds good.
And then we'll move our way down to
yeah. Florida, sure. The Holy Grail.
So Helicopter Man, you'll be receiving a letter shortly.
Was he, those who want to know, it's Canadian inmatesconnect.com.
Okay.
Click on Male Inmates 1, yeah. And you could find the gentleman that Izza's going to marry in the future.
Yeah. Woohoo! Can't wait!
So, to end our articles this evening, I have our Only in Canada articles.
We go and fucking
mate. Old School's gonna love this one. Right. Or Da Mountie, or...
Da Mountie.
We're having mic issues, sorry. Go ahead.
Old School's gonna love this one. From Newfoundland, Labrador.
Okay.
Wandering Moose leads police to stolen vehicle in St. John's.
This is honestly the littlest hobo of moose.
Mooses.
Moose. No, plural of moose. Meese. No, you're wrong.
Mices.
It's moose.
You're wrong. A plural of moose is moose. Moose. No.
Moose.
I bet you $500.
No, I know.
Eat moose. Shit.
While he loses littlest... weight in 46 days, no food, no energy, no life.
Exactly.
No sun.
This is the littlest moose-oos.
Mooses. Moose-eyes?
Moose-eye?
No, it's the littlest hobo moose edition.
Moose.
What?
Moose.
Oh, okay. I see what he's doing there.
Oh, yeah, I see what he's doing.
No, you're not.
Littlest Hobo, fuck you. Have you seen the show?
Yeah.
No. You haven't. It's about a dog. You haven't seen it. What's wrong with you?
You haven't seen Littlest Hobo.
Okay. Maybe she tomorrow. Would that show.
Maybe tomorrow right now, he wants to settle dead down. To me.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you haven't seen Littlest Hobo.
I get attacked.
It's the greatest show ever.
To what?
To shows. I can't watch shows.
Yeah, the dog lives.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's on it YouTube. Doesn't die. It's on YouTube. Watch one episode.
Yeah, we sent you the playlist.
Four seasons?
I'm telling you. All of them are on YouTube.
Okay. The latest one, it was four, yeah.
See, five episodes.
Maybe tomorrow.
Want to settle down. Round, until tomorrow.
You would love the show.
Yeah, it's a great show.
You need a new show.
It's a positive show.
It's a dog.
Friends is bullshit.
It's a German Shepherd who saves people.
I watched Friends this week. It was terrible.
No, it wasn't.
It was terrible.
I watched the end of...
Friends.
Big Bang Theory.
Oh,
that actually had me at the end.
Really? Oh yeah, you cried.
The last episode wasn't that good. All in.
Okay.
But they played a like a montage behind the scenes thing.
Oh, okay.
And there was a couple of things I was like,
I got you.
Yeah.
Because I missed the last two seasons and I caught the last two episodes this week, and I'm like, oh, imagine that they all hate Sheldon and he apologized.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, and they won the Nobel Prize.
You should spoil it.
No, it's every episode.
Okay. It's what he does.
And yeah. Then they love
don't
him.
Tell me. I never watch that show, but don't tell me.
So a moose finds a stolen car.
Yeah. Let's do this.
It's great.
St. John's, Newfoundland. A moose that was trotting around St. John's Saturday night eventually led police to something unexpected, a stolen vehicle. The Royal Newfoundland... Okay, wait for the next word. I'm totally going to botch it.
I'll botch it.
The Royal Newfoundland Constabulary.
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 Received several calls about the animal, which police said seemed determined to head south.
He's a dick. He did it right. Piece of shit.
Moose.
You're good.
Moose. Plural of moose is
mooses.
Moose.
Mises.
Moose.
With
moose.
Antlers.
Or as they say in Impact Wrestling, formerly ROH, moose.
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 I want to see a TV show with a smart moose.
A smart. He has smart to be moose. Really smart.
He's like a smoose.
He went to Harvard.
Did
he's
I say
really smart?
Smart. Smart.
If he's not smart,
play the tape.
He's like, he's kind of like retarded smart. So he's smart.
He's retarded.
I said smart.
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 And don't mind.
I have an accent. Deal with it.
Wow.
Apparently, he just developed an accent.
He just played that card. He's a minority. He's a minority.
Steve, he's in pain again.
Yeah. I have an accent.
What?
Well, the RNC said that the wandering moose made its way through the city's Rabbit Town area, headed west.
Rabbit
Town? And then went south towards downtown. Or, sorry, Bunny Town! Bunny!
Bunny!
Officers tried to contain the moose a number of times and drive it back to the woody areas of
moose
in the
like,
north.
I'm good. Moose like, fuck off, I'm good. Look at it.
I gotta show you the stolen vehicle.
Evading containment. In a statement, the RNC said, much to everyone's surprise, the moose gave... Sorry, much to everybody's...
What?
Well, because it's in, like, brackets.
You got this.
Much to everyone's surprise, the moose gave police a hand and led them to a vehicle that had been stolen the previous day.
Oh, that's so cute, though.
The moose was last seen heading into the trees of the south side hills. So
he littles hoboed
that's
it.
That's legitimately, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, he brought the cops to the stolen car and then beelined it out of there.
He's like,
Hey, Rocky,
I got to show you a stolen car.
I wonder if they found the guy who stole the car and now we could find that guy on Inmates Connect.
This all loops back. If the moose guy got the stolen car and you're dating him because you're trying to make a helicopter escape.
Yeah.
I want to date the moose.
I could totally see Izzy dating a guy who's guilty.
You would love you. You would, get, you would yeah. get
destroyed.
You yeah. get destroyed.
By moose?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a 12-inch dick, at least.
Yeah.
I'd be scared. I'd be very, very scared.
You'd be a kebab.
Did Cleopatra get murdered by, like, horsecock or something?
What?
What?
That's a thing?
Allegedly.
Well... The myth or whatever is that like she had sex with animals all the time and that they developed like a pulley system for her to have sex with a horse.
What?
No, that is not true. I refuse to believe.
You watch weird porn.
Yeah. Only on Wednesdays.
Wednesdays. You're the most Canadian guy.
Are you actually looking this up?
Let's see. Fact check. Was Catherine the Great killed by a horse?
That's not the right...
Catherine the Great died attempting to engage in sexual intercourse with a horse.
That's not Cleopatra.
No. Cleopatra killed her husband.
Dude.
Is Catherine the Great...
It says Catherine the Great.
Yeah, okay, so...
Is that Cleopatra?
I got the wrong person. No.
It starts with a C, though.
So somebody fucked a horse and died.
Yeah. Is that a fact?
The moose brought him to the killer or whatever.
Yeah. The Russian Empress Catherine the Great died in attempting to engage in sexual intercourse with a horse.
Yeah.
Jesus,
is that a fact?
You deserved that at that point.
No, but is it
that's what we're trying to find out.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
yeah.
I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, I mean, looking at her face, the only thing you'd probably want to fuck her is a horse. I'm just saying, you know, beauty's subjective.
Yeah. God, you're one of the worst human beings on earth.
It's like no one would fuck her. Beauty subjective.
Hey, Mr. Ed, get over here. Yeah. Fuck this queen.
Yeah.
All right. According to legend, Russian Empress Catherine the Great died while attempting to engage in sexual intercourse with a horse. Okay. The truss holding her equine paramour broke, crushing Catherine to death beneath the war beast.
Oh, wow.
Catherine the Great actually expired alone and of natural causes. On the morning of the 5th of November, 1796, Catherine arose, drank coffee, sat down to write.
Fuck
about
the horse.
3 hours later, her chamberlain, curious that he had not been summoned as usual, found her barely conscious on the floor.
So the horse ran away.
In a closet adjacent to the bedroom.
Oh, shit. The horse went wham, bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
That's obviously.
There's a hit and run.
Pornographic poetry and gossip about Catherine's excessive appetite for sex, especially her alleged fondness for the barnyard variety, circulated in Russia and throughout Europe during Catholic.
You gotta think back to like the history of time.
Who started that though?
The shit, like they talk about the Greeks, like guys, little boys, and all this kind of
stuff. To transfer your knowledge, your knowledge.
Creepy fucking shit, and this bitch is out there fucking horses.
Yeah. As one of her biographers wrote, implications of the horse story appeared aimed at undercutting Catherine's claims to greatness by aggressively asserting that her primary motivation was unbridled sex, the excess of which resulted in her monstrous death.
Okay.
Monstrous.
And on horse sex, we're going to end the episode
today. All
right. I don't have a Kickstarter this week. I didn't find one that was appeal.
What's your thing? You just dated an inmate.
What thing?
Oh,
the Snapchat? Do you have it on your phone? Yeah.
Do it.
Do it.
So Izzo wants us to become chicks on Snapchat.
There's
this app that's really weird.
I know. I've seen it on Facebook.
I hear people rather not. It sounds unappealing so far.
Wait, okay. Well, you guys can decide if you want to do it or not.
All right.
But I look pretty good as a guy.
Let me say, hold on. Let me rate
you. Oh, so because you don't look pretty good as a girl.
But I think that you guys should turn yourselves into a woman and see who's the better looking woman.
How is that going to work with my giant dark beard?
It takes it away.
No.
Okay. Yes, it does.
Nope. I disagree.
Yes, it does. Okay, I'm just going to give you an example there.
Yeah.
It's funny how old school's turning into a woman and opens his mouth.
I look pretty good.
Wait, okay. Can I take a picture?
Yeah.
So it's a smile.
This is great for podcasts.
It's a visual medium.
It's being used for a show, for the record.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I date me.
So, wait. Oh, wow. Okay. I'm going to take a picture of Phil as a woman.
Sure.
Wait, not bad. Smile. Be fun. That's not a smile.
Old school goes home and just starts jerking off to Phil.
I'm
going to
make sure I'm the ugliest woman ever. I want to jerk off to myself. That looks pretty good.
I want to be the ugliest woman ever.
It's actually pretty good, actually.
You would be an ugly fucking woman.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Why?
No, he just doesn't got it.
We are not all feminine features. My sister.
As a chick.
Wait, he's cute.
Ooh.
Okay, wait. You're actually pretty cute. Okay, wait. I have to get over to.
Yeah, you gotta make it back.
Carpet.
Lick the carpet.
We should.
I love calling him carpet.
We should put all carpet, our feminine photos on, and then Twitter has to rate who's the hotter.
Oh wait, I still got my beard.
Wait,
I still got my beard.
No, you got it. It's like you got to send it to. I'm gonna post it on the Instagram.
I still got my beard. Look, it's still there.
But as a woman, look with a smile, you're really cute.
I'm the bearded lady. Look at me.
Okay.
All right.
You gotta show us all.
Yeah, no, but you gotta send it to me and I'll put it on the Instagram. I'm gonna put it on the Instagram.
You guys gotta rate the hottest ABI shit.
Who wants to start? Who's gonna be? So you guys have to rate
yourself.
Who's the cutest.
Hopefully, I'm the worst.
Basically, who you would fuck.
Okay. I want to lose this. I want so badly to lose this.
Who are we starting with?
Start with me. We'll start with me.
Mark wants to have sex with the circus freak.
Yeah. Okay. We'll start with the host on 10. We gotta rate him.
All right.
Look at my pretty bearded
lady. Oh, hello.
I've got a bearded lady.
She's not bad.
No, she's not
bad. Looks a bit like Michelle.
Quebecois.
Looks a bit like Michelle with a beard.
Yeah, that's full Quebecois.
Full Quebecois.
She's got
tattoos up the ass.
You look underage.
Without the beard?
Without being underage?
Without the beard?
Pretend that it's a shadow.
I'm not looking at the shadow.
No, I'm not looking at the beard. If she has a beard?
No, I'd be worried about going to jail with him.
How much would you give it?
Yeah. Let's pretend she's 18.
Yeah, let's pretend she's over 18.
I give her 7?
I think she's fucking cute.
I give her a 7.
Yeah, she's a 7.
No, we all give a rating, and then the highest rating wins.
You rate me a 1. I don't get
shit. Don't see money. There's no.
I give female carpet 7.
That's no bad answer.
Way too young looking 6.
6? 7?
I said 7. Yeah.
7.
Okay.
What do you give it?
No.
Izza has to rate.
I'm going to give her an 8.
Okay.
So I'm a 7 average.
I want to get rated so badly for this because.
Here's some money.
2.
No, she's adorable.
2.
I'll give her a 6.
I give her a 5.
Yeah, give her a 5.
Thank
a 5.
God.
It's a 5.
Yes.
It's a 5.
It's a nice smile, too.
Yeah. Nice smile, but it's still a 5.
Thank God. I don't want to look like a good
woman.
No.
She's got a bit of a butch face.
If you guys have good looking female pics, there's a problem.
All right,
with this
here's the thing. I'd rather have sex with you as a dude. Aww.
Thank you.
Aww.
I agree with that.
Aww, that's cute.
Okay, ready?
Here we go.
So we're giving what, like a 6?
Yeah.
Most of it is 5.
Well, I'd say
so,
5 below.
So old school's insta 10 on the Asian.
Yeah.
We're doing old school?
No, we're going to show Phil.
Okay, Phil.
That is terrible. That is terrible.
No, it does not look like Julie. Terrible. That looks like she was just off. She's fresh off boat.
And she still has. And I still have.
And she's on those arranged marriages sites.
Sorry, Phil, too.
No, I
give Phil like a 4.5.
It looks terrible.
It's just me with a wig. But you want that. You want the worst rating. That means you look like a guy.
Yeah.
Trust me. Okay, who are fighting for winning this, I have questions.
I think I might win this.
Okay, really?
Yeah. Old school.
Now look at me. I'm pretty good.
Oh, that's not bad.
Do you look like your sister? I don't remember where you
No.
No.
His sister's got a giant Jew nose.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
Okay.
Wow.
She also thinks she's not the skin color that she actually is.
Or her kids are.
You look like you're there for women's rights.
Yeah. I could get feminist. I'm okay with feminists. Yeah.
I'm okay with feminists. I would be friends with all you women.
I'd give myself a 10.
Yeah. You would fuck yourself?
Okay.
You would fuck yourself.
You have that.
All right. Good. 10?
No.
No. Give it a 6.
I haven't seen you as a dude.
Oh, I'm pretty hot as a dude.
No, do it.
5.
5?
Yeah, 5.
See money?
I give that like, 37. Like a 3.
Right.
I'm being objective.
I'm the prettiest.
That would not be something on my list. If
me as a dude.
It's just you.
You look like Paul.
No, you look like
I do look like Paul.
You look
No, but you look like the new Batman.
You actually have less facial hair.
Yeah, he's the guy from Twilight.
I can take that, Phil. Thank you. Yeah.
He's the guy from Twilight. Yeah, he looks
because so, he got the brows.
So you look like have less facial Balky hair Bartokamus from Strange.
Yeah. You are
like I have a mullet. Yeah.
You are a terrible looking man.
You are a absolute no. There's like shit. You took my family. I've got to bomb the city in America.
No, dude, that is a fucking like. That is a jail pick.
Yeah,
that is a.
It honestly looks like Robert Pattinson got hit in the face with a shovel.
But he healed. Really nice.
All this is good stuff for the record. Yeah. The worse you get rated, the better. Yeah.
No, I think it's great. I feel like my brother, to be honest.
As a guy, I give it a 4.
Yeah.
Oh, really? A 4?
Oh, there might be.
I'll give myself a 6.
That's like half of what I would say.
Really?
Yeah.
You look like you fucking want to. Like, here, pass me. Pass me this.
What?
Pass me this fucking bazooka, while I destroy this village, Allah Akbar.
I have to be on the inmates.
She does look a bit terrorist.
Oh my
She's
god,
terroristy.
Terroristy. Yeah. Like with the mullet, like the long. Yeah.
Terroristy. What? We're all fucking carp. Is that what's happening?
Apparently,
I do carp.
Yeah. Carp.
Yeah.
Jeez,
I'm so pretty.
Okay. Yeah.
He does have the biggest vagina.
I brought my nipples.
Yeah.
Well, that is it.
I'm quite turned on.
Right.
So, I mean, in the vein of that, check out All Beer Inside on Instagram.
You see all our hot chick faces.
All Beer Inside on Twitter.
Vote for who you would fuck.
If you got the Snapchat yourself, fucking send us pictures on allbeerinside@gmail.com.
Send us pictures of you as being as a female so we can beat off to it.
If you're Asian, old school will likely jerk off to you. So
done.
There's that. Yeah.
There you go.
All in all, we're going to do
looking
at
forward
this point,
to that.
Plugs and final thoughts for episode 37. We'll start with C-Money.
Yeah. So I lost my shit too many times tonight on some stuff that shouldn't have been said. So
oldschoolmovies.net.
oldschool450podcast.net.
All the negative words go to old school at old school at the movies.
Go at, yeah.
Yeah.
That's staying in there. The other stuff. Maybe.
No, the other stuff has to go for sure. Not a question.
No, certain words have to go.
I will fight you if I find the wrong words on there.
Old school, where can we find you?
Oldschoolmovies.net.
And that's it.
That's it.
No other podcast anymore.
No.
So, last episode of Old School Movies, it was actually just myself and Heavyset. And the episode was phenomenal. I'm just going to say that.
I agree.
Phil, do you need to eat, buddy?
Yes, I still need to eat. So buy Omen Sight and Wishlist Project Witchstone on Steam.
Don't believe this motherfucker's hype. Okay, he's got 48 days to be able to eat. So
yeah. Allegedly.
I'm telling you, I'm going to prove everybody wrong.
Programming.
Also, I'm heading to LA, so if you have recommendations for breweries or whatever, send it over.
So right across from LAX is the birthplace of the Stone Cold IPA. It's
nice.
Called El Segundo Brewing, just to let you know about that. As for us at All Beer Inside across everything, allbeerinside@gmail.com. As for myself at Killer Carpe Diem, you can catch me on oldschoolmovies.net. You can always find us on podcastmontreal.com. Montrealpodcast.com?
No, yeah,
podcastmontreal.com. And the brand new trendingtopicsnetwork.com.
Brand new.
You know, iTunes, Google Play, subscribe, 5 stars, reviews, all that helps us get out there, and we're trying to get out there some more. And after this episode, you're going to hear the Beer Fest Watch Along.
Yeah. Jerk off to us as women.
Yep, yeah. Don't forget to jerk off to us.
The bubbles.
And so right to an inmate.
Don't drink crap.
Oh, don't drink crap. Just drink craft.
Oh.
Hey.
Nice. Wow.
And he'd be like, go see money! Go Phil! Fuck you, Izza!
Yeah.
And I'd be like, thank you!
Like, tackle her.
No, it's good. It encourages her.
Yeah.
She's like, I need negativity in my life.
That's why I was like, you suck.
I do. Yeah.
That's why you're a bitch. You're a lover. You'll never be a mother.